haven't met before, hey, I'm Zach, and welcome to my existential crisis. I have spent my entire career making a living as a creative, and like you, I'm wondering what the future holds for all of us. I may not have all the answers, but few are more dedicated to helping you find them than I am. Come join me as I have candid conversations with some of the world's most interesting people to explore what truly matters in life while making sense of our messy creative minds along the way. No matter the challenges you might be navigating, you always have a safe space here with me. Ladies, gentlemen, and otherwise, yes, it is that time of the year where we slip into our tryptophan-induced food comas and we watch the rest of the year slip away. By the way, before I go any further, I completely and totally endorse becoming a pile of dirty laundry during the holidays, doing absolutely nothing and not apologizing for it. However, having said that, I do believe that December is a tremendous time to take advantage of most likely things slowing down, maybe things even speeding up, but regardless, December is a really good time to do some review and reflection. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, and the race, for some reason, always seems to start over on January 1st. And would you rather be training and beginning to prepare for the race when you're already in the middle of running it and things are crazy busy? Or would you rather start preparing for the race and training now so that by the time you're at the starting line, you actually feel like you've got a little bit more clarity about the year ahead and some confidence that you can actually achieve the things that you want to accomplish? Well, in today's hot seat with one of the students in the Arnold Academy, Brandon Holmes, we dig deep and we talk about some really existential stuff, far beyond what are some of your goals, but more, what's the vision for this next phase of work and life, and how does that help you reframe your goals and also reframe your mindset working towards them? Now, as a reminder for those that are listening, if you're thinking, man, I could use this, well, your timing couldn't be better listening to this because at least as of this recording, Friday or Black Friday, right after Thanksgiving 2025, I'm running a promotion where you can save $400 to join the Arnold Academy for an entire year, an entire 12 months of me and a global creative community in your back pocket to help you achieve your goals and overcome your obstacles. So if you are listening between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the code is PODCASTBF, as in Podcast Black Friday, Podcast BF. All you need to do is visit thearnoldacademy.com. So without further ado, here is my hot seat with Brandon Holmes. So how is it that I can help you on today's hot seat?
That is a good question. I think, I put in my form, help. I don't really have like a set topic. I think the big thing is, I'm in a sort of a weird transition space where I wound up having an unexpected sort of semi-work/volunteer opportunity in September that took up a good chunk of the month. And then I had a freelance job that I just wrapped up last week. So I have a couple weeks here before I leave town. I've got another freelance job overseas. Really excited about that because it's facilitating like a big travel experience for all of December.
Cool.
And then when I come back in January, it's going to sort of be like, okay, back to reality. Like there's no more work lined up. I've got a bunch of creative projects I'm looking at, and I still don't really know what I'm doing, and sort of just in terms of like professionally, like, am I putting my energy into looking for, assistant editing gigs or alternatives? So I just kind of wanted to check in and sort of try to maybe find a question, within this situation. And it had just been a while too. So I was like, let me just put something down, maybe I just need a pep talk, Zach, I don't know, but that's where I'm at right now.
Gotcha. So you need life coach, Zach.
Brandon, yeah, I think so.
You can do this. I want you to keep putting yourself out there. I want you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and believe in yourself, and you can make it happen. Whatever you dream, you can achieve, Brandon. How's that?
That's great. We're done. I'm good. I'm
excellent.
Set for
awesome.
Couple months.
By the way, make sure to create a vision board and sit back and manifest that vision board. You don't need to do anything. Don't take any actions. Just create the vision board and sit back and manifest your destiny. That's the secret, Brandon.
All right.
How's that? We good? Yeah. All right. So actually what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to capture that. And that's just going to be the entire coaching program. We're not going to do office hours anymore. We don't need any networking workshops. We don't need any of this. Well, I got to learn how to focus and prioritize my life. I'm just going to take that. And you guys just play that every morning and we're set. and I will charge you the low, low price of $1,000 a year for access to that recording.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I don't want to be a life coach after all. Maybe we should actually figure this shit out, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So you said we need a good question to reflect upon. So basically, yeah. I'm just going to take my imaginary bag of questions. And this has just inspired me to think maybe I need an actual bag here so I can shake up my bag of questions. But I think this is the question where I want to start. And this is a big question. And frankly, it's taken the students in my Focus Accelerator weeks and weeks and weeks to workshop the answer to this question. But we're going to start really broad. And we're going to go off the cuff. Mm-hmm. What I find is that when we really don't know what comes next, like I don't really know what I should be focused on. Should I be, is it still assistant editing jobs? Is it this? Is it that? I don't know how to spend my time. It's because we don't have a North Star. We don't have a direction that we're walking towards. So there's a scientific study that's been replicated over the course of almost 100 years now that I only discovered recently. Obviously, it's been around for a long time. I personally was unaware of it. It's not that I made a discovery. It was not Christopher Columbus-style discovery. But this really changed my mindset about how I approach everything. And this is not something that's available in any of the self-guided course materials yet. So they have done multiple studies and replicated the following. What do you think happens if you blindfold a human being in open space and you ask them to move in a straight line?
They'll walk in a circle.
They will walk in circles. We still to this day cannot definitively say why this happens, but it has been replicated over and over and over. So it's no longer a matter of will this happen? It's why does this happen? And nobody really knows that, whether it's the magnetic poles or, you know, sun, right? Like there's all kinds of shit that scientists have posited and they have some theories, but none of them have really stuck. But what we know definitively is that when you blindfold somebody and you ask them even to drive whatever it is to move in a straight line, we go in circles. What we need is a landmark. We need something that we can stare at, whether it's the summit of a mountain, whether it's the North Star, whatever it is, we need something to move towards. And I find that when people don't have a clear enough sense of what that is, they have no clue how to set goals and they have no idea how to spend their time. Therefore,
TikTok, Instagram,
because we don't know what we're supposed to be doing with our time, energy, and attention. So again, this is a really big question, but you and I are just going to riff on this. What's your vision for the next phase of your work in life?
Okay. Brought these with me. I have this sheet.
Ooh, I like it. A mind mapper.
And then I've got like, this is creative projects. And then I've got what I call the home front edition, which is just all kinds of.
I love that. So essentially work and life.
That's yeah, great. Exactly. So looking at the sort of what I'm calling the creative projects, I've got a lot of different sort of ideas in the pot, in the burner. And that's where the sort of the clarity is not exactly there. Because it's like, okay, I've got a freelance story I'm pitching that may or may not get picked up. That may or may not lead to something else. I've got a documentary idea, a short documentary idea I'm interested in, but I've got to start initiating contact with the people I would need to be working with. So there's a lot of different creative projects that I have a lot of enthusiasm for, and I know what those next steps are, but it's still kind of like diffuse because it's like looking at multiple things. If we step back and we look at the broader picture, it's also like, what am I going to do to support myself while making those things happen? And then there's the question of, do I need to? Because I've been talking with my wife and she's like, you know, listen, if you're really hating editing, she's like, I don't like it when you're deep in your sort of editing career. She's like, you're not as nice to be around. She was like, you know, maybe you take a year to just focus on creative stuff and I can, you know, she's like, I've got us basically. So there's a buffer there, you know, there's some potential freedom to sort of take some of that pressure off of like, okay, I need to, you know, find steady employment and then work on the creative projects, you know, on the side.
Right.
Okay. So that's the big picture. Yeah. So sure. It's like, I don't have a North Star, but I do have all these little, I don't want to say little, but there are goals and objectives, you know, that I'm looking at down the line.
All right, great. So now I know exactly where I can be helpful to you. Okay. I'm going to call out one of my accelerator students. Jason, am I catching you off guard?
Slightly, but I'm good. What's going on? I'm paying attention.
This is what I check to make sure people are folding their laundry if they're actually listening. A warning to all of you that are folding your laundry. Number one, hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. So based on what Brandon was sharing, does Brandon have a vision or does Brandon have a bunch of goals?
It sounds like you have goals and you're working on a path to the vision.
Exactly. Chris, would you agree, since the two of you were literally sitting in a room with me for 8 hours a day for the entire weekend talking about this? Chris, does Brandon have a vision or does Brandon have goals?
No, he's got goals.
Yep, Brandon has goals. So Brandon, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's wonderful that you have goals. What you don't have right now is a North Star. You don't have is a, when you said, well, that's the big picture. And my response is that is not the big picture. What you have are different potential paths, but you don't know what the mountain is that you're climbing, and you don't have a landmark that's your summit, that's your North Star to walk towards. So I want to think more broadly for a second. I don't want it to be, well, should it be assistant editing on this, or am I going to take a gap year and I'm going to figure that out? I want you to think much more broadly just about work and life, and more about the kind of person that you want to become and the kind of life that you want to lead. So let's step away from the mind maps for a second, which, by the way, I'm not devaluing all the work that you've done. This is great work and it lends a lot of clarity, but the piece you're missing is not goals. The piece you're missing is vision. So speak as broadly in broad strokes as possible. What is the vision for the next phase of work and life for you? What does your life look like? What does work look like without it being, well, I'm sitting at this desk and I'm working on this job and it's a 6-month job and then I'm transitioning to this. Just speak more broadly.
Yeah. And I mean, even, you know, sort of accelerating that is the fact that recently it's been like, okay, you know, there's work for 2 weeks. And then what does it look like after that? You know, so that those timelines are even more crunched. Yeah, I think so. I had this experience in September, and in terms of sort of a broader life goal, I know that a part of it is wanting to be able to get to New Mexico for a portion of the year out of every year. Would love to have a truck, pickup truck that I can sleep in the back of, get a, you know, cover over it, and basically go out there and do photography, writing, possibly, you know, find documentary subjects. But I've got like a very strong connection with that place on a couple different levels at this point. And that feels like something to work towards, is figuring out a way to sort of make that happen. Like I was telling somebody, like, if I could drive out to New Mexico and spend a month out there every year, just living out of my car, staying at friends' places, camping and doing, you know, my work, that would be like amazing. So that's sort of a rough vision that started coming together in September, you know.
Okay. So this is a great place to start. So a very specific goal is that June of next year, 2026, I'm going to travel out to New Mexico for 4 weeks, and I'm going to buy a pickup truck and I'm going to buy the following equipment and I'm going to do a photography job. That's a goal to work towards. The vision is I want to spend a decent portion of my year traveling and exploring the world, whether it's New Mexico, whether it's other areas, but just getting out and exploring and doing photography. That would be an example of a larger, more expansive vision. The vision is more exploratory and it's more about something that you can see and feel rather than it's something that you can track and you can work towards, right? The goals are the paths. The vision of I want to be able to travel and sleep out of the back of my pickup, that's a North Star. So that's work. Talk to me a little bit more about the vision for life. And I realize there's probably some overlap there, but talk to me about the vision for the next phase of life.
I think that's a little more unclear. That's where I'm like feeling it's like, okay, kind of what else? Yeah, there's more of a block there, I would say.
Do you think that it's, go ahead.
After this experience in September, I'm like, it's definitely important for me, both on like a, you know, psychological, emotional, spiritual, even social level, to be able to spend more time, get more time outside. Like I need to be able to sort of escape New York more often. Mm-hmm. So that feels like an important thing to work towards, is realizing that like I cannot spend long, you know, periods of time here without sacrificing those different areas in my life, basically.
Mm-hmm. So now another part of the vision is that I spend a decent amount of time, even when it's in work mode, not doing it and living in the city of New York.
Yeah. That feels like kind of impossible, but also it feels like a dream. Like, oh, if I could find a way to like spend time outside of the city more often, you know, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is where I believe language is really, really important. One of my dreams is I want to play Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto at the Hollywood Bowl. Like, that's a dream of mine. I would love, especially the first movement. It's like one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had watching somebody playing the first movement of the Fifth Piano Concerto, the Emperor Concerto. My dream is to play that on the stage of the Hollywood Bowl. What do you think the difference is between a dream and a vision?
Well, it's just sort of, yours is actually pretty specific. It's like a specific action.
At the same time, how much do you think I'm actually putting towards making that a reality?
Yeah, you would have to be totally devoted to that.
My entire life would change. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not capable of it, but there is no amount of being willing to do the things necessary to actually make that happen. I dream of being 165 pounds again. That is not part of my vision for the next phase of work in life. Am I capable of getting to 165 pounds? Yes, I am. Do I want to go through all the things that are necessary to lose that much weight and live that lifestyle? Fuck no. So I dream of being 165 pounds like I was in high school. That's ain't never going to happen unless there's some horrible situation where I'm there for the wrong reasons, right? Yeah. But my vision for the next phase of life would be that I want to continue to be very active and I want to challenge myself. Half Dome is a very clear part of my vision. So my vision is that I want to explore the country more. I really want to get outside, very similar to you. I'm really getting into overlanding and I've already surpassed the stage of getting myself a pickup. So now I can go out and explore the world and get beyond the paved trails. Yeah. But the vision is that I want to get outside into the world more. I want to reconnect with nature and I want to really challenge myself physically. That's the vision. Climbing Half Dome and getting up the cables to the top by the end of 2025, that's a goal that moves me towards my vision. Mm-hmm. See the difference between goals and visions and dreams?
Yeah.
Right. I dream of climbing Everest. I don't think there's ever going to be a world where I climb Everest. Maybe I'll change my mind. As soon as I got back to the top of Half Dome, I'm like, what's the next hardest hike that's harder than Half Dome? Literally, you can check my ChatGPT on the drive home and what's the next hike harder than Half Dome? Like in the car on the way back. It's just the way that my brain works. But that's part of my vision, is I really want that to be a big part of my life, going outside, reconnecting with nature, exploring, but also doing it in a way that really challenges myself mentally and physically. So that's the difference between the vision and the dream. Mm-hmm. So a vision is something you can really picture and you can work towards and you can set goals to set the right path to get there. So that's why the language is so important. So rather than thinking in terms of dreams, again, I'm going to come back to the same question. We're just going to keep workshopping this with more and more clarity. What's the vision for the next phase of your work and life?
Yeah, to be able to transition into a life where I'm able to spend more time outside of the city, connecting with nature, and pursuing, the different avenues that I have creatively in terms of photography, writing, filmmaking, in order to make work that is connected to, these landscapes and people that are living on these landscapes. When I say landscapes, talking very broadly here, but
I'd say we did a pretty damn good job of getting there in about the last 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
It's good. I've known all the personal work that I've done up until this point has sort of been already based on that. It's already moving towards that, so it's like there's already been stepping stones. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, getting COVID, then having long COVID for so many years, came in and totally fucked all that up and kind of reoriented mm-hmm. me. And now I'm kind of coming back to if that's what I'm still into, then I still need to be moving towards that. Mm-hmm. And being an editor full time, it's going to be difficult to make that happen. Maybe, and certainly even just in terms of filmmaking skills, editing's, probably my weakest, in terms of, and yet somehow that's one I've wound up doing professionally, but I have a much better visual eye, than I do, feel for pacing and rhythm and, visual structure.
All right, so here's a really important differentiation that, again, I think will help bring you a little bit more clarity. You said, I had this vision, then I got COVID, then I got long COVID for years, and it fucked all this up. But that's, again, the difference between a vision and a goal. your goals probably got all messed up and you thought you were on a path. And then all of a sudden you fell down the side of the mountain, you rolled down, you're on a totally different path. I'm lost. What the hell is happening? But did your vision change?
No, it hasn't really.
Your vision is, that's really my point. Changed. Your vision hasn't changed at all. Pre-COVID and post-COVID, your vision is the same. You've just been knocked off the path and down the mountain and you've gotten lost and you realize, whoa, I'm on a totally different path. This is going to be harder than I thought. But you look up, you're still climbing the exact same mountain with the same summit, are you not?
Yeah, feels like it. And now there's even more specificity there, because now it's like, okay, I got to get out to northern New Mexico. That is really important for me, you know? So there's like a, there's an actual location there too. That's like, you know, calling.
Yeah. So that's again, why it's so important to understand the difference between your vision and your goals. And then there's also a huge differentiation between your goals and your systems. We're not going to get into the systems part of it. Right now, we want to differentiate between the vision and the goals. But the reason you need a vision is so that you can always ask the following question. Is this thing in front of me an opportunity or a distraction? Is this an opportunity to move closer to my vision, or is this taking me further away from my vision? So through that lens, now let's start thinking about January of 2026. What are some things that are on, and you had said on the burner, and I'm going to say instead, you're spinning a few different plates. What are the, some of the things that are potentially going to be on your work plate in January that can move you towards your vision as opposed to away from it?
Okay. So I've got somebody I need to reach out to about access for a potential documentary project, which I could do before I leave. I've got time to do that. But I wouldn't be able to establish, you know, I wouldn't be able to start meeting with people until January.
Mm-hmm.
That would happen.
So let's define that goal. What is it if we were to define with as much clarity as possible, what's the goal that you're working towards? How would we define it?
Let's see. We've got basically starting a short film on, it's called Heart Island. It's a little island off the coast of the Bronx here in New York. It's the public cemetery. So I'd done a story profile on the chaplain who worked there for many years. He's left, unfortunately. He might have been kind of like the character I was looking for. It was the whole reason I did a profile story on him. Was so I could like maybe turn it into a doc, but he's left. So yeah, that's one of the big goals. I found it like a really beautiful, overlooked, very little known area to most New Yorkers. It's got 150 years, 200 years of history. It's, you know, I'm like, this could be a great 15-minute, you know, little, you know, piece. So yeah, that's kind of one of the more clear ones. And then I have two small freelance stories I'm pitching as well. Yeah.
All right, great. So I still want to break this down into a goal. Let's use just this Heart Island.
Yeah.
What's the goal? Define the end result when you say check, done.
Let's say like a 10 to 20 minute, you know, short film about the island, you know.
And your involvement with it is?
I'd be directing and probably shooting as well. So I had directed and shot and edited a short film that played festivals right as COVID hit. So everything went digital. So I didn't get to, you know, experience that, but I have experience behind the camera and, you know, producing, working on locations. Like this film was shot in the Arctic. So something about, you know, islands, water, interesting people doing interesting work. So yeah, it would be like just a, and I'd have to get collaborators for this, but I would definitely like to direct it and potentially shoot it as well.
And it sounds like this would be your thing, which means you're going to be producing it too. Right. So now we're getting a clear goal. I will direct and produce a 15 to 20 minute documentary short about Heart Island. Now it's more clearly defined. Realistically, and this is going to change, you're very much writing this in pencil. What do you think a realistic timeline is to say I'm done?
Minimum 2 years.
Okay. So minimum 2 years. Great.
So probably, now if, let's say if it was like going perfect, a year to film. So you get the full cycle of the seasons and then, you know, a year for post-production, which is like, who knows, it could be 4 weeks or it could be a year depending on budget, time,
sure,
all that kind of stuff, you know?
And then it sounds like the goal is locking picture. That's when you say, check, I'm done, right?
Yeah. Could be done in 6 months. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think
two years. Is that it? Like as soon as picture locks, you walk away and you said, I've achieved my goal.
No. Okay. So
you probably want people to see it, don't you?
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. I would like it to be strong enough to like go to the Guardian, the Atlantic or the New Yorker, you know, their video, sections, maybe have a festival run, you know, and actually get to go to festivals this time in person and meet other filmmakers and not, you know, be sending out a screening link, you know, to friends and family, like have that experience of like actually being there, you know?
Yeah. So this is kind of becoming a thing. Like this isn't just, I want to dabble. I want to shoot this little thing about Heart Island. Like you want to get this into major A-list publications and you want to be on the festival circuit.
Yeah.
This is starting to sound a little scary. There's a lot to this, right? This to me doesn't sound like a goal. This sounds like a scary goal.
It is a scary goal. Yeah. It's definitely, it's a push, but I'm like, okay, I've done something similar. And so, but you know, I would need to step it up another level. Mm-hmm. So this would sort of be like a natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Great. So let me break this down. This is what I call a scary goal, which literally is, I know you're all going to be shocked, a framework with an acronym. What? Zach, with a framework and acronyms? This is an actual framework. We're literally workshopping this in the Focus Accelerator as we speak. Number one, this goal has to be strategic, meaning does this goal move me closer to the vision for work and life? This checks that box and then some. This is all about you telling your own stories. There's vision, there's photography. It's much more than just sitting at a workstation editing for somebody else, right? C, challenging. Is there any part of this that sounds easy and more than doable? And yeah, whatever, I'll just make this short. No, not at all. This is challenging. Aspirational. Is this something that you really aspire to do that will inspire you to get out of bed and say, this is a story that I want out into the world?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. So now, is this something that's relevant, i.e. it's actually something that's meaningful to you, but also that's somewhat within your skill sets and your abilities? Doesn't mean that it's not going to challenge you, but if you said, well, you know, the scary goal is that by next year, I want to start for the Knicks. Probably not the most relevant goal.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is relevant to you. And now the why, and unfortunately, scary isn't spelled S-C-A-R-W. So we're going to have to play around with this a little bit. But does this align with the deeper why for the vision for work and life and why you do the work that you do and you feel a sense of meaning and purpose behind it?
Yeah, totally. It checks all the boxes. It's
excellent.
You know, yeah.
So now we have a clearly defined scary goal. And scary goals are the kind of thing that they're off in the distance. This is a summit. I probably am not going to scale this in a year unless you're already on the journey. But if this is the beginning of the journey, you've got a scary goal off in the distance. If you're going to be running the festival circuit, if you're going to be in the Guardian, in the Atlantic, New York Times, et cetera, this is not happening by December of 2026. So now let me ask you, if this is a scary goal that you really want to pursue, if you want to climb this mountain, realistically, where do you think you can be in a year?
I think in production, you know, having filmed, having some interviews, having something that I could start shopping around, you know, to generate some interest and potentially funding something, or so I'm just going to say in production, shooting, having, you know, got some interviews in, have some B-roll, starting to figure out what's the structure going to be. What's the story going to be here? Because what is the story? Because, you know, my guy's gone. He was super compelling. There may not be a story here. So that's another, you know, it's like, that's going to be a big challenge is finding a compelling way to like share this place, you know, if that person in my mind who would be a central character is no longer, you know, available.
Great. So let's start to refine what this might look like by the end of the year. By the end of 2026, I will be deep in production on my documentary short about Heart Island, including some B-roll will be shot, some interviews will be shot, and I'll start to get a clear sense of whether or not there's a real story here that needs to be told.
Yeah, that feels really realistic. Yeah.
Excellent. So now let's come back to the very beginning of this conversation. What can you be working on in January that gets you there by December?
So the Parks Department now runs the island. It used to be run by the Department of Corrections. And recently the Parks Department took it over this year. So if I could be having meetings with people in the Parks Department in January, that would be phenomenal. You know, just to be discussing, hey, would you be open to filming? How would we work this out? Who could I speak with? All that kind of stuff. You know, just getting things like get the ball rolling, you know?
Sure. So let's now define the goal. We're going through the five steps of the GoFAR framework and the goals that we're now talking about. We started with what do I want to achieve in the next phase of work and life? What do I want to achieve by the end of 2026? Now the question is, what do I want to achieve by the end of January 2026? And I want to get a little bit more clarity. Is it a matter of I've had one interview with a member of the Parks Department? I've had five interviews with a member of the Parks Department? Give some clarity and some structure around where you want to be by the end of January.
Yeah, approval to film on the island and start, you know, essentially start the project. Basically.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. So then the
permission,
goal by the end.
Like, okay, great. You can come. We are open to this. You can start in February. You know,
great.
That would be phenomenal. I think it'll take longer given all the different layers of bureaucracy probably. But I also have an in because Justin used to work intimately with all the different people involved. So he might be able to facilitate, you know, speeding up some of those emails or phone calls.
Right. Okay. So what I want to get into now is the level of control that you have in achieving this goal. And when it comes to the larger vision, when it comes to the scary goal, there are going to be so many things outside of your control. It's like saying, yeah, I'm going to hike to the top of Everest and I know exactly what the weather conditions are going to be every single day. And I'm going to make it in this amount of hours and this amount of days. Yeah. Good luck with that. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. But once we start to set near-term goals, I want you to feel like you're in control of it. So which one are you more in control of? I will have permission to film on Heart Island by February 1st versus I will have clarity on what it takes to get permission by February 1st.
Yeah, I will have clarity. Yeah.
Because what if they say no? You're like, shit, I failed at my goal.
Yeah. I think my worst fear is they're just going to be like, oh, yeah, there's a crew from The New Yorker who's already like shooting a documentary here, you know?
But even if they are they going to shoot your documentary and tell your story?
No, no.
It's like, oh, man, somebody already did a documentary on World War II. Shucks, right? They've already told that story. Like, how many hundreds of stories are there about World War II? Because there's so many stories to tell.
Right.
Now that we have clarity about what you have to achieve by the end of January, what are you working on January 2nd?
Getting that correspondence going, you know, and I mean, I can start that now, just reaching out to Justin and saying, hey, who do you know there now? Do you know anybody there now? You know, now that the Parks Department's in charge, he may not know anybody. He worked for the Department of Corrections. So it's a totally different, you know, bureaucratic structure.
Great. So then what's next?
That's the most important first question is just getting in touch with Justin saying, hey, I'm interested in doing this. Who do you know? How could you help? You know?
So what's literally the next time block on your calendar? What does it say?
I could do this next week.
What does it say? What is the language of the time block on your calendar? What are you going to write?
Contact Justin for Heart Island access.
There it is. Yeah. Contact Justin to discuss Heart Island access. Here's why this is so key. This goes back to what I was talking about with my experience with Half Dome. I don't know if you guys already know this. I tell a lot of stories, but I do my best to make sure that there's actually something relevant so you can learn from it as opposed to I just like talking about myself because I actually hate talking about myself. But if I know that the stupid shit that I put myself through can be helpful and inspirational to others, I'll do it all day long. So do you remember when I shared that I had this really distinct moment? Where I had this mindset shift between we are going to hike Half Dome to we are hiking Half Dome. And I still like literally just telling this story now, I felt the little pit of my stomach that's like, this is not something we're going to do. We are doing this. We are literally in the act of doing it. That's a huge mindset shift. Once you talk to Justin, you're no longer somebody that's going to make a documentary about Heart Island. You right. are making a documentary about Heart Island. And that changes everything. Everything.
Yeah.
One time block. That's it. 30 minutes. Contact Justin to discuss Heart Island access. You are now a documentary filmmaker that's making a documentary short. And watch what happens once you do that. It's magic. Just put that one time block on your calendar. You talk to Justin, you're going to feel everything shift.
Yeah. It'll get real. That's probably one reason I've held off as well.
Which, by the way, is why I like to call it a scary goal.
Yeah.
So how do we do going from I have no idea what to talk about in this hot seat to what goes next on the calendar and why?
This was awesome. Yeah.
Great work.
Yeah, this kind of what it felt like, you know, like mm-hmm. all over the place. And now we've got, you know, a really great specific actionable item to work with.
Yep. And by the way, all that work is what led us to being able to do this so efficiently because mm-hmm. you've already done the work. It was like, oh, I don't know, I just got 1.5 million goals, like all the mind yeah. maps, all the lists, all that's really, really important. But the challenge with it is you look at it and you're like, I don't know, like there's just so many things here. But once you start to break it down into these smaller pieces, then it feels doable. Yeah. So I want you and everybody else to really challenge yourself to think to yourself, what is the scary goal? But if that's all you have, you're just going to sit and stare at your phone all day long because it feels too insurmountable. Whatever goes next on your calendar, you should look at it and say, well, that's it. That's all I have to do today. Well, this is stupid. This I can do. Like, this is not hard. So do you feel a sense of overwhelm about contacting Justin to discuss Heart Island Access?
No, not at all.
That's it. That's all you have to do. That's yeah. all you need to do. Like same thing for me when it wasn't so much this year, but when I hiked Half Dome last year, I was totally unprepared for it. It was like, all right, I know that I'm not in shape. I have no idea what I'm getting into. I'm just going to find out, is this something I'm even capable of? And there were multiple times where I said, I'm done. I quit. Like the guy yeah. that I was with was so far ahead of me that I was like, there's just no point. I'm just going to sit here at this tree and I'm going to wait for him to come back on the way down. And then I would sit there and I would say, well, I'm going to be waiting anyways. I'm probably going to be waiting at least 2 or 3 hours. What if I just get to the next tree? That I can do. I'm just going to get to the next tree. Then I'm going to sit there and feel sorry for myself. And I'm going to wait for him to come back to me. And I did that for 3 hours. He's still not here. I'm just going to get to the next tree. And eventually I got all the way up to the top of Subdome where I touched the cables. And I got to the cables and like, I'm out. Like this is not realistic for me this year. This is not safe for me this year. And we don't have enough time because if I had actually done it, we would have gotten back at like midnight. But then I had a goal. I said, all right, I know that being totally out of shape and unprepared, I touched cables. Next year, I'm coming back and I'm destroying this mofo. And I did. Mm. But the mentality was, I'm going to be sitting here and waiting anyways. I might as well just get to that next tree up there. And then I would stop and then I would go to the next tree. So as long as you can say, well, this I can do, just keep doing that over and over and over and over and over and over. So now you got to do is contact Justin, talk about Heart Island Access. That's it. But then once you're doing it, you're a guy that's making a documentary.
I love it. Yeah, it fits in very much thematically with my September as well. Both your story and the mindset of just, you know, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done. I'm very excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You work some magic here, wrangling all that into this result. So appreciate it.
Like I've always said, I've been an editor for most of my life. I just use Zoom instead of Avid Media Composer. You give me all the dailies. I help find a cohesive narrative with an engaging and entertaining character that's on a really exciting, inspiring hero's journey. And we found it.
Yeah.
So good work, Brandon.
I appreciate it.
You are more than welcome.